Does anybody have a packet that should have been distributed, which I'm going to refer to as I speak, this packet with the colored map on it?
Sees appropriate recognition in the National Park Service study, which is related to this legislation. The 1781 encampment of the American and French armies in Dobbs Ferry and neighboring localities has great historical significance. The strategy which led to victory at Yorktown was adopted at the encampment in mid-August 1781, and the first steps of Washington's march from New York to Virginia were taken on Dobbs Ferry's main roads and principal intersection, Ashford Avenue and Broadway, when the Continental Army broke camp on August 19, 1781. Please examine the first page of your packet. Here we have a primary resource, the map of the encampment, prepared by General Rochambeau's cartographer. At the top of the map, we see that Dobbs Ferry is named. As the legend indicates, the map shows the locations of the American Army, the French Army, George Washington's headquarters, and General Rochambeau's headquarters. Number 7, very close to the Hudson River, shows the location of Sheldon's Dragoons, the first cavalry unit of the United States. Dobbs Ferry's importance as the starting point of Washington's march to Virginia is highlighted on the next map, page 2, prepared at West Point. Dobbs Ferry is also highlighted as the point of origin of Washington's march to Virginia on the map on page 3, which was prepared by the National Park Service apparently for some different project and which does not accompany the legislation under discussion today. When we look at the map which does accompany the legislation on page 4, we note 18 localities which are named along the Washington-Rochambeau route, but Dobbs Ferry is not one of them. This is a serious omission, and we urge that it be corrected. We respectfully ask this question. Apart from Yorktown itself, what site along the route of Washington's march to Virginia is more significant than its starting point? Historian Benson Bobrick underscores the importance of Washington's march from New York to Virginia when he describes it as the largest and perhaps boldest movement of the war. Its success required the utmost secrecy and the precise timing and coordination of multiple naval and land movements. It is this march from New York to Virginia which gives the entire Washington-Rochambeau route its great historical importance. Let's turn now to additional primary sources. Excerpts from Washington's correspondence at the time of the 1781 encampment can be found in the next three pages of your packet. In July and August of that year, Washington wrote approximately 100 letters with the place names Headquarters Dobbs Ferry, Headquarters Dobbs's Ferry, Headquarters Near Dobbs Ferry, or Camp Near Dobbs Ferry appearing at the top of each letter. From this abundance of documentation, we can see that Dobbs Ferry, or Dobbs's Ferry, was Washington's preferred designation for the location of the 1781 encampment of the Allied American and French armies. We do not know why the Washington-Rochambeau National Historic Trail study and the map accompanying this legislation omit Dobbs Ferry. We submitted a lengthy written response to the National Park Service on December 2, 2006, during the public comment period. Our response is included in your packet. In that response, we explained our concerns about the omission of Dobbs Ferry and provided a great deal of supporting historical documentation. While we would welcome any feedback, including any disagreement or challenge that is based on historical evidence, no one to date has challenged the historical accuracy of our lengthy written response. So we are very hopeful that the National Park Service will recognize that Dobbs Ferry is not just one more location along the Washington-Rochambeau route, but that it is instead a key site of special historical significance. We are here to support the National Historic Trail legislation, but at the same time, we urge that the study and the map be corrected. If the role of Dobbs Ferry is not clarified in the study and on the map, our mission to educate the public and to raise the level of public awareness of the great events which transpired in our communities during the Revolutionary War will be undermined. There has been a major effort in Dobbs Ferry over the past year to inform the public about these great events in our history. Persons working toward this goal include Dr. Mary Donovan, President of the Historical Society, Joseph Boba, Mayor of Dobbs Ferry, and many others. In order to succeed, we need your support.